Hello, it's FalconCast. I'm Matt Moore, alongside Morgan Alverson, who's in for the vacationing Jay Adams, and the birthday boy.
Thank you.
Here
thank
he
you,
is.
Thank
you. Happy birthday, Mr. DJ Shockley.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Look at this.
32 years young. I appreciate that.
Oh, too. I like this, Brian.
Thanks for spending your birthday with us.
Oh, man. You know, I love
Shock,
you
your birthday present
is the ultimate Aladdin. So you...
Happy
my guy on Twitter,
from us
my guy
at
on Twitter's gonna love this. He's gonna love this. Look at that face right there.
Fantastic.
That vest is awesome. I don't care what you guys are talking about. It's an awesome vest right there. I should have worn it again.
Well, happy birthday. What better
thank
way
you
to spend your birthday than on FalconCast, right,
no
DJ?
No doubt about it.
And Morgan, if you don't know who Morgan is, she's our social media director of the Atlanta Falcons. She does a great job. So whenever Bosick, what are you doing? You're almost giving away the video of the week, Brian.
Well, it's a good thing they only got a snippet of it,
yeah,
so it'd all right. Be all right.
Little preview, sneak peek.
Little preview.
Stay tuned.
But as I was saying before, we almost gave the video of the week away. Morgan does a great job with all our social properties, so it'd be fun to kind of dive into that a little bit, DJ, and see.
Social media is huge. So
humongous.
It's great. We're glad to have you on. I appreciate
you. Thank you.
Bulldog as well, so hey. I'm.
Yeah, and that's the other great thing.
All Jay, we miss you, but... This Bulldogs. Is a bulldog, baby.
We got a full bulldog FalconCast. You can't do any better than that.
That's right.
The guy on the couch is a gator, so we can like make faces at him and stuff like that. So
that guy.
It's very good.
Salty right now.
I thought he'd do a gator chop. That was a perfect chance you'd do a gator chop.
No way.
You missed your opportunity. Real quick, though, before we get into the social media stuff and then the break with Bosack, we'll also have to see how bad my bracket's doing. I hope you didn't go after my picks last week. As always, right, Chuck? But free agency, since the last FalconCast, we did touch the end of FalconCast about we're going to bring on Jacob Tammy as a new tight end for the Atlanta Falcons.
Mm-hmm.
Another addition at tight end, Tony Moyaki, and also offensive lineman Jared Smith. I'll get your take real quick on those, Shaq.
Quality additions. You look at Jacob Tammy, obviously a guy who's played with some pretty good quarterbacks, played with Peyton, and obviously was in Denver and also in Indy, so he's got some great experience, I think. His ability, like we talked about last week, better find an open zone. He's going to be huge. Him and Tony are going to be huge in finding that common ground with Matt. And as we know, coming playing with Tony Gonzalez, you know, the tight end is crucial. And I think they wanted to get a lot out of that position. They got everything they need on the outside. Now they want to bring the inside and make people have to double the inside or maybe just pay attention more to the guys on the inside. So Jacob Tammy and Tony Moyaki is going to be great additions to both this offense and this team with a lot of experience. And I'm sure Jacob's looking forward to it as well. He was hurt a little bit, but coming back now, so he's looking forward. He didn't have the year he wanted last year, I know, as many catches. But I think both guys are looking to come in here and kind of restart their career again. And what better way to be a part of an offense that has two quality guys on the outside in Roddy and Julio, and it only going to open up more on the inside. So Levine did a decent job for us last year. I'm sure expecting big things still from him. But also, competition is always good. So it'll be good to have both those guys in here with the amount of experience they have. And you never know what Jacob Tammy can bring to an offense who's played with Peyton Manning, who's
right.
seen it all,
that's
who so you know who can talk it all and say, hey, these are some of the things we did while we were there. So it'll be interesting to see how these guys fit in.
Morgan, what's the first thing you do when we sign a free agent? Do you go try to find Jacob Tammy and Tony Moyaki's Twitter account, or do you go try to find what the fans are saying about these guys?
Their Twitter account first, see if they've said anything that they have to say, but then I'll look at what fans have.
How many of the new guys are on Twitter?
Actually, a good bunch. I think there's only two or three that aren't on Twitter. Both of these guys, I believe, are.
That's great.
That's so weird. The first thing you do is go to Twitter.
That's my job.
No, I'm saying, like, that's just how the world is. I mean, social media is crazy.
Absolutely, yeah. But it's really cool, though.
What's funny is, I think you talk about we've been talking draft a lot. I think I would be shocked if all 32 teams haven't looked at every guy's Twitter account.
No doubt about it.
Oh, yeah.
No doubt about it. I go and speak to a lot of kids around, and I tell them, hey, whenever you think about going to get a job, yeah, I know you're in high school or middle school right now, you don't think about 8, 9, 10 years down the road. Before you even come in there, they're going to look at your Twitter account, your Facebook, your Instagram, and see what you've been saying. So,
everything.
Social media is huge, man, and guys take to it. I mean, we see guys breaking news on their Twitter accounts saying where they're going and all that. So it's a big part of just life now.
It's kind of funny for me. I look at, hey, how's this guy on video? Has he done any interviews? Is, you know, a guy like Durant, It was kind of funny. He does like a little music show.
Oh, yeah?
He did stuff for Cowboys. And I was like, ooh, that could be fun.
Right.
Bring here. Morgan's looking at how good they are on Twitter.
He's fantastic on Twitter, Durant. He's hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's really
Some people
good.
Say some crazy stuff on Twitter. That's a good saying. Yeah.
That's let's go ahead and get into that. I think it'd be fun. You know, we talk Falcons, but to be honest, we're filming this a little early this week. Because
it's my birthday, that's what
we wanted you to come in on your birthday, but we are you know, not a ton has happened since last week. We did get some tight ends and we just talked about them, but I thought it'd be fun since we do have Morgan on here. Like we said, Jay's taking a little vacay. I thought it may be fun. Just talk about social media in general as it relates to this team. My first question is, because it's kind of fun. We get the person who controls a social media account. And then we have a high profile person who played the most high profile position.
Low profile.
And is also doing broadcasting now. How different it is, because Morgan, I got to think after a game like Cleveland Browns, after Detroit Lions.
Yeah.
I mean, how low do you feel after that? Even though it's directed at the account, you got to feel bombarded.
It's
almost
really hard
worn
not
out.
To take it personally. Very hard because they're saying these mean things. I mean, luckily I told you after the Detroit game, we got on a plane with no Wi-Fi and I didn't have to
do it. Do you like respond to them sometimes or no?
No. If they're mean, why? I don't want to.
What about good?
The good ones I do. Yeah absolutely. Absolutely.
That's cool.
I think the Green Bay game last year was the nicest people have ever been after a loss.
Yeah.
Because they were so proud of how the guys played and
So if they play hard and it's a what do you call it? Is there a good defeat? What do you call it?
Like a moral?
A moral defeat.
I guess.
You're going to have nicer fans than whether it's really
brutal. So do you sit there and you're like, like mouth wide open sometimes. Like, I can't believe the guy said that.
Usually though, I'm so busy, and if I know it's gonna be bad, I just let it go. Don't look at it.
I sit next to Morgan during the games in the press box, and some days after a game, I'll look over, and she's like, "Oh my goodness, it's not a good vibe today."
Yeah.
I'm like, "How's the fans doing?" Now, shock. On the other end, you kind of couldn't be. You know, some of these players, you know, are of course our accounts get hit. Mm-hmm. You know, with some negativity or positivity. And don't let it be known that there's a lot of great positive social
absolutely.
Out there as well.
Right,
like Shaq, after a Georgia game, are you still getting killed?
Oh, yeah. You know what's crazy is people still come to me like I'm on the team sometimes. like I play that Saturday or Sunday. But you know, it's awesome to have that kind of interaction. I like interaction with people. I like to go back and forth and talk with people. And, you know, it gets under your skin sometimes that people sometimes don't know everything that's going on. And, you know, hey, Matt throws an interception. They're like, well, he is blah, blah, blah. He did something. But a lot of people don't understand. Maybe somebody up front missed the block and he had to throw a little bit early. Maybe one of the guys didn't come out of their break fast enough. And, you know, it's all about time. See, sometimes you don't know the whole spectrum. And you only got, 140 characters. I can't, I don't want to break it all down in 140 characters. But sometimes it's frustrating. But sometimes it's awesome to hear how encouraging people are, how people talk about the good things that are going on and what to expect and who should they be looking for. I had a guy, we did a Falcon cast a couple weeks ago, and a guy hit me on Twitter and said, man, I would love to know more about the coverages that you guys talked about. We talked about zone coverage, mm-hmm. and man, you know, it's those type of ones that you like to see. You enjoy retweeting or talking back to those guys, and it's fun with those guys sometimes.
Yeah, that's good stuff. I like that. Now, what do they always want you to, like, go talk to Mark Richt? Talk to Matt Ryan?
Yeah, they say, you need to call your boy Coach Rick, or you need to call your boy Bobo when he was the coordinator, and be like, dude, why are you not throwing the football? Why are you running the football at this time? Act like I had a straight beeline to the play calls during the game, so it's kind of strange. And, you know, people do the same thing with Matt, and because they know I played with him and know him and all that kind of stuff. And so it's hard to restrain sometimes from people saying, you know, bad stuff. And I know my boy Roddy, he has a good time on Twitter sometimes too. So
now speaking of that, so now when people go after Roddy and then Roddy responds, guess who has to put out that fire?
Oh, yeah.
But you know what, though? One, at least they care, right? Mm-hmm. I guess. I mean, if
that's true,
negative.
They do care,
but
right.
The other side of it, like, they're tweeting all this negative stuff. If you respond, the second you respond, they back off.
Right.
They don't realize there's someone reading all of their tweets on the other end of it.
It's funny. My thing I kind of do on Twitter is the contest.
Yeah.
And people be like, man, that's BS, Matt.
It's bogus.
I was only one off and this guy was two off. And I'll be like, well, listen, here's how it happened. Or they'll be like, Matt, you had the yardage wrong. Man, I had it. Where were you going? And I would just take a screen grab of the official stat sheet and like,
nice.
Oh, I'm sorry, man. Thanks for doing these contests, though. You're great.
Yeah.
It's good stuff, though, man. Morgan, like you just mentioned, it shows that the people really care.
Yeah.
Whether it's positive or negative, and the fact they're getting reactions, that means that people care. They're passionate about it, which is awesome. So that's why anytime I get anything, you know, I try to respond to a lot of people as possible. Can't get to everybody, but I try. And it's pretty fun to have that kind of interaction. Like you said, a lot of people don't realize that they see it.
Yeah.
They probably want to respond or they can't respond, but they do see it majority of the time because it comes to your phone. So it's a different part of it when the guy actually responds back to him.
Yes. So two questions to you, Morgan. This is for the people watching. What is the best way to grow your follower account via social media?
Everybody and wants what the numbers.
That's true.
What is the best way to get a response or get in touch with the Falcons via social media?
The best way to grow your follower count in general, probably just engaging with people and, you know, putting out tweets that people want to retweet and favorite because that's how other people see your account. And then when you talk back and forth with people, raising that clout score. That's how you get more followers.
Clout score? What is that? I've never even heard of that.
Really?
Clout score is your influencer.
Yeah,
right?
It's your influence rating.
I know. All 100. I know is retweet and that's all I know.
You got to look up Shock's
clout score. Tweet. That's all I know.
I bet yours is high.
I bet you got a higher one. I might have a higher one than you.
You the man. People want to talk to me.
He's competitive. Dude.
Morgan, what's the best way to get in touch, to get a response from the fans?
Just tweet us. I try to respond to as many people as possible. If you ask us a question that I'm allowed to answer.
You guys heard that. Morgan will answer if you're nice.
Yeah, that's true.
If you're nice. She said the negatives
rude,
gets no way.
You kind of use the manners you were taught
as a
kid.
That's right.
She said if it's nice, I'll get back to you.
Yeah.
But negative,
rude,
I don't
deal with that.
I like that. That's cool. That's very good. All right. Let's get the break with Bosek. I think Bosek's going to
ask. First off, your March Madness, though.
We'll segue into that by saying March Madness. How about this? This is just a complete transition from the fantasy show you and I did, where, I mean, whoever I picked, it was the kiss of death. I'll pick guys and they get hurt.
Morgan, did you hear about that?
Oh, yeah.
I was smashing them in the fantasy.
And so then I'm like, oh, my Final Four, Iowa State. This thing is going to air. Our last week was going to air about 5 p.m. on Thursday. I take Bosek downtown. We watch some games at this little event. I'm like, Bosek, is Iowa State really about to lose? I was like, we haven't even put the Falcon guests on. I was like, can you edit that out?
Guys, you remember last week I talked about how you didn't want to text me back? He texted me when I was staying. He knew I was going to get him about that.
So I don't even remember who my fourth one was, but I know that Iowa State lost in the very first round. I think I had Wisconsin and Notre Dame as well. And Notre Dame almost lost. That was the other thing. I was like,
that first round. They got
Shock. Who's your Final Four? I forgot.
I had Kentucky. I had Duke. Both of those still in it. And I had Nova. Because we were talking about Finn. Yeah. Finn was Nova, and then my fourth was Arizona, who lost. So I'm two.
No, Arizona's there.
Arizona still sit?
They're looking good.
Okay.
I think they're the one team that you might worry about.
I'm 3 out of 4 then, baby.
I think I'm 3 out of 4. I might be 2 out of 4. Morgan, how's your bracket looking?
It's actually not that bad. Usually by
now
this
you go against your husband.
Yeah, my husband and I compete to see who can get the most right. I think how's I'm beating him right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you beat him last year? I think you did.
I think so. No, last year my bracket was. Here's the thing. He's a Duke fan.
He's a Dukey.
He's going to get so mad about this, but he puts his heart into it, so he takes Duke all the way.
Oh, yeah?
He has full faith in his team.
So he's all over Okafor.
Right? I watched the I Hate Christian Laettner documentary.
We watched that. I got to watch it.
And it made me actually respect Duke a little bit more.
It made me like him.
So did you pick UAB and Georgia State too?
No, but you did pick NC State, correct?
I did pick NC State.
Really?
And he picked Nova, so I got him on that one. But I do have Duke and Kentucky, and then I think I have UNC.
See, here's the thing I want to know.
Okay.
When I talk to some women sometimes, and they talk about who they like, especially in football season. I ask them, what teams you like? And they say, oh, they got this guy. I like his tight pants and the colors. Why do you like certain teams?
So, For basketball, I'm not like a huge. I go with Duke because if Duke loses, I have an unhappy household. So you want them to win.
Okay, there we go.
But for March Madness, I just go based off of the good teams.
Okay. I mean, I just ask, you know, some women like for certain things.
No, I gotcha. Yeah. Cool. And then football, that's easy. Alma mater, and then Falcons.
Red and black. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, and classic Georgia, by the way. We get the one seed that was like. Underseeded, and of course, you know, oh, good.
So now if they go on and win, I'm not going to be mad. Like, hey, we lost to the national champions. I mean, what do you expect? I mean,
that's true.
We had a chance, though. They played good.
I know. I was proud of them. Yeah. Man, I think, like, since we've all been alive, I think Georgia's won, like, 2 tournament games.
I know. It's been tough.
Okay, still love them.
All right. Bosek, what you got for us, my man?
All right, talking about social media. Welcome to the show, Morgan.
Thanks, Bosek.
It's the brain. It's the brain.
What's the craziest thing that you've shared or seen on social media? Like, favorite post you've made or favorite tweet you sent out?
Personally.
You know what? I guess you could put Falcons in there, too, I think. I think you should be allowed to put Falcons
in there. Yeah, because I don't post personally that much.
I think you should put Falcons or in there as well.
I tell you, for me, I like the motivational quotes and stuff. And for me, I know the significance of social media and stuff that you should not be putting on there. So I ain't got nothing that's too crazy. You know, I got, you know, my kids and all that kind of stuff. But for the most part, I like the quotes that are motivational and stuff like that. So
I remember when Facebook first started, it was just for college students.
Yeah.
And then when it went public and like the Falcons on Facebook page, I'd be like, ooh, I better go back and take some stuff down.
Sure. But
no, mine is easy. It happened this past year.
Oh gosh.
We're at the Superdome and I took a photo of the field and it was like total coincidence. It just so happened that the Saints were practicing their flag crew and they hadn't gotten the S out yet. So we said Saints. And it went crazy.
That thing still comes up on Twitter.
And what's funny is the guy on the couch had one that did the same thing, but I got all the credit. It was good.
Man, that was you?
It was me. I put that out.
Seriously?
Started it.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
It was everywhere.
Yeah.
There was an article written about it.
That's what I'm saying. It was
so everywhere. I kind of got a little scared because, you know, we're working the game. I see my retweets.
You scared somebody's going to look your picture up and come find you?
Well, then CBS writes an article. Hey, employee finds, takes a happenstance photo and it goes viral. And I was like, I had to send back to home base back here. Like, hey, FYI, bosses.
This is what happened.
This is out there. And they're like, that's great. So
yeah, everyone loved it.
It was good.
That was great. It was
good. Yeah, see? But hey, it was completely... just coincidence, right?
Yeah.
Coincidence is good, man. Well deserving of those people, you know. Right? I'm sure the Falcon fans had no problem with that.
That's how you get followers.
That helped.
That helped.
That helped my clout score.
That's how you got me.
What you got, Morg?
I guess I'll go with Falcons. Favorite thing I've ever posted is probably Tony. Mm. His last week, anything we posted, it was just really
major,
cool.
Huh?
Yeah. It was just really cool because we had more of a behind the scenes on social than we ever have.
Yeah.
And just to follow him that last week of his career was really awesome.
Mark, so, are you on Twitter?
Yeah.
So do you wish like your followers are like the Falcons followers on yours?
I have like a personal that no one's going to find, so don't try it.
Yeah.
And then I have...
I'm one of those too.
Yeah. And then I have Falcons Morgan. So you can, I do Falcons stuff.
So which one is
like
more?
Georgia stuff.
The Falcons or Falcons Morgan?
Much more. Falcons.
Yeah. Well, she said Falcons Morgan. She said her. The people love me. They don't really love the Falcons. That's what she said. The people love me.
No, I'm behind that.
It is fun. Yeah. It is fun to sit next to Morgan again and watch, like when you put like a, touchdown Falcons, go ahead.
And how much it
retweets. I love watching the retweet counter.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Just go nuts. It's so much
really
fun.
Cool.
It's good to watch.
Especially
so.
Like a Julio.
And like you said, you know, it's fun to like put a magnifying glass on the negative. But we really do have some really great fans.
Oh, yeah.
We do.
And they're passionate and they do fun. They kind of do some fun stuff. I love the memes. I love the stuff that they do during, the, you know, all the time, actually.
Yeah.
Let me tell you guys, I got a great He's a good Falcon fan. Works out with me at the gym. Name's Rod. He goes, dude, I wish I could sit down with you and the other guys and express how much we should be doing this. He's talking about all the, you know, the pickups and stuff.
He wants to come on Falcon Cast.
He would. He loves to. He would want
to. Bring Roddy in. Let's bring Roddy in. Next time when I was on vacation, maybe we'll bring Roddy in. Hmm. It'll be good. This isn't Roddy White. It's another
No, this guy, yeah, his name's Rod. He's just a guy at the gym. He's an avid Falcons fan. We're talking about Falcons fan. He's an avid Falcons fan. Wants him to do well, and he keeps That's up good. With everything. Watches the Falcon cast, and I walk in the sauna the other day. He's like, dude, you guys were talking about this, talking about that. And he was on it. He was like, I would love to come in and sit there next to you guys. He said, man, I want to go sit in with Rich. I want to go sit out with Thomas. Yeah.
Now, Morgan, you get that a lot. Everyone wants to talk to Arthur.
Yeah, they're like, hey, I need to tell Arthur exactly what needs to happen.
Really?
Hey, I need to tell Coach what he needs to be doing right now.
Right now.
I don't think that can happen.
Wow.
Bosek, what else you got for us?
Now, this is off topic. I'm just curious. I mean, it is break with Bosek, so I could ask you whatever I want, right?
Oh, Bosek.
What is your biggest fear?
Did you do this just to mess with me so I start getting pictures on Twitter? Because you already know what my answer is going to be, and he does too.
I do too.
You probably have you seen the tweets?
I think I did. I think they told me. Did you guys tell me?
I'm just curious.
I don't know. Maybe.
Bosek, this is such a setup. I know that you know that Morgan is his fear of clowns.
There it is. I knew it.
And we mess with her by putting photos of clowns.
Do you have a clown photo?
That's not a clown. Morgan, you can't be
that.
That's
Homie the Clown right there.
Homie cannot scare you, right?
I don't like that.
You don't like Homie the Clown?
You don't like Homie the Clown?
I have an honest question. Have you seen Air Bud?
Yeah.
I've seen Air Bud.
Are you afraid of the clown in Air Bud?
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
Oh, yes.
Yep.
You're afraid of that guy?
Yep.
Morgan, why do they scare you?
Nightmares.
I'll tell you guys a quick story. When I was like 5 or 6, I promise, I used to wake up for like a couple weeks straight and a clown was standing next to me in my room. I promise. I thought it was a dream. I don't know. I used to run out my room. That dude every night would be standing there.
So is that your fear as well?
No, it's not my fear. You can have that one to yourself.
Thanks.
But my fear, I'm afraid of heights. Bosek. Mm.
That's a close second for me.
I am. You can't pay me to ride a roller coaster. I won't do it. I get on planes. Soon as you're about to take off, I'm like gripping the sun.
No roller coaster. You never go skydiving.
Skydiving? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, my brother does that for a living. He's crazy.
That's awesome.
Exactly. He's crazy.
He's crazy.
No way in the world. Matt?
Heights don't bother me. I don't like snakes. I'm not a big. I always scared the Jesus out of me.
Big snakes or just any snakes?
Anything. I don't
a little
like
bitty old one that gets you.
Do you have pictures of snakes too, or are you just here with me?
I wish I had pictures. If you would have gave me the inside scoop that he was afraid of snakes.
Morgan's like, I got something for you, Bosek.
Yeah, you just wait, Bosek.
Bosek's gonna get it back. That was. But you know, I gotta give Bosek credit. He pulled out an Air Bud.
Where did that come from, right?
Oh, good stuff, Bosek. What's your fear?
I'm not really.
All stuff.
Oh, everybody has a fear.
Moving down to Georgia, I get creeped out from cockroaches.
Cockroaches.
See, remember that, Morgan? Hey, put that in the bag.
Finding them in my apartment is just. Yeah.
Do you kill them? I mean, what do you do with them?
Do you make your girlfriend?
I spray, and then they die on their back, and then I scoop them up, flush them down the toilet.
Both set.
How about this story?
A real man takes a napkin and gets it up. Don't spray.
Hey, you want to hear? Speaking of spraying bugs, how about this? I have some bugs on our lamp in the bedroom, and so I don't have any bug killer. Mm-hmm. I'm like, no big deal. I'll just grab this something under the bathroom cabinet. So I spray like household cleaner on them. Kills them, but then it drips down on my wife's new comforter.
Oh,
and
no.
It has bleach in it, and there's bleach marks all over its brand new like Pottery
Trouble.
Barn.
What?
Comforter.
I guess she's been shopping a little bit.
Yeah, let's just say.
Yeah,
she had to buy her new one.
Was not a nice night in the modern household that night.
How long ago was this?
Like a week.
Oh,
yikes.
Oh.
So we got to get a new comforter.
And the comforter was new?
Yeah, she got it for Christmas.
Oh, yikes.
Good times, right?
Great times.
Speaking of spraying cockroaches. All right, Bosek. I think we got the video of the week here.
Yes.
We gave him a snippet earlier, right, Bosek?
Yeah, gave him a little preview.
Totally planned, right?
I don't know if you caught that, but...
All right, let's see this. Shaq, you're going to like this one. So are you, Mark.
I'm all about these videos, man.
Jack and Terry Funk have made a statement.
A little WWE.
I believe they have made two enemies.
My little brothers love WWE. Man.
Look, he asked for a chair, Shaq. Someone throws him a chair. Uh-oh.
Oh, man. Oh. And then he just throws... Oh, my goodness.
There's a guy under there.
There's two guys.
No way.
Oh, he just falls.
He just falls. This can't be for real.
Now, you think
they're still going.
Falcon fans are passionate? Go to one of these. I like the Civic Center in
Huntsville,
Alabama.
He turns around and asks for one cheer.
Watch that. Yeah. Give us the beginning of that again, Bo.
And he gets 100.
Listen, the PA quit throwing chairs, and that does not get him going.
They said stop throwing chairs in the ring.
Oh, watch this one. No, let's watch this. This is the other video of the week. This is a selfie on social media, right? They're doing a selfie with the fire.
I just want to see him get it out. There you go.
Fire guy's not amused.
This is a weird way to be.
Oh, no.
You gotta
oh, no.
Now, do you think the fire guy did that on purpose?
I just want to see him get it out.
The selfie's gotten out of control.
He's like,
there you go. This is a weird way to be.
Ooh! It's a fire video. Slapped him in the back of the
head. Watch him, Shaq. So back to that was a transition. Back to this one. He goes, throw me a chair.
There's one.
Oh.
Oh my god.
Very good, Brian. Hey, you know that reminds me. When I was in high school, I went to Lollapalooza. Remember Lollapalooza? And Snoop Dogg was
Snoop
like, hey, D-O-double-G. Man.
Double G.
He goes, someone throw me a lighter.
A million.
Like, he had to do the same thing. He's like, no. Like, I had to get out of the way.
Hey, you know what the old saying is. Hey, you be careful what you're asking. You shall get it.
Ask and you shall receive.
Ask and you shall.
You guys ever been to Wrestling Live?
I have. I took my little brothers. They love WWE. So I've taken them to a couple of them, and it's awesome. Crazy.
Well, you never been?
No, but I kind of want to go now.
They're good.
You know a former Falcon who came in with me?
Quinn. Yes. The Moose Ojinaka, the Moose. Baby.
Yes.
Now, the Moose is, I've seen him, he always like, Matt, you got to come to my
room. I know.
You got to come. And I'm like, I'm going to come, Quinn, but it never works out.
He didn't get it right, man. He say he's all over the place. I talked to him a couple weeks ago. He's going to like Japan and everywhere.
Yeah.
And what's funny is
when he is here, I would always talk wrestling with him. And so he's taking that passion. That's a great thing.
The Moose.
That's awesome.
Quinn the Moose Ojinaka. We'll have the Moose on sometime.
We should.
Build a wrestling ring in here. Have him fight Bosek.
Bosek, that'd be nice.
I think I'll win that
one. You're outsmarting Bosek.
All right. Morgan, thanks for coming on with us. That was fun. I like talking the behind the scenes.
Let's see what your arm's like.
Yeah.
Shaq, as always.
Oh, I forgot.
Happy birthday, man.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
Happy birthday.
Can I throw one, Morgan?
Do I throw this?
You gotta throw it. Wherever you want. You gotta
get that camera up there.
Oh!
That camera?
Yeah. Right there.
All right. I don't have a good arm.
Little layup.
Oh, that was the worst throw ever. Screen grab that one. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next week. Jay will be back.